This is Studio 360, and I'm Kurt Anderson. The singer-songwriter Shilpa Ray grew up with these strict Indian immigrant parents, traditionalists who forbade Western music in their home. So Ray did what any rebellious teenager would do. She secretly binged on punk rock records that she'd borrowed from the library, which is how she found and fell in love with bands way before her time, like the Velvet Underground, the Stooges, and the New York Dolls. For the last decade or so, Ray has been making her own punky rock infused with traditional Indian music. On her latest record, last year's Savage, Ray still screams with the best of them, but with something like the intimacy of a cabaret singer. She recently came into WNYC's own cabaret, The Green Space, where we had the place to ourselves, and I asked her to play some songs.
Scraping my eyes, the banners on my bar, you're begging me to tag.
Beautiful. That was Shilpa Ray performing Pop Song for Euthanasia off her new record, last year's Savage. Now, on the record, that song and other songs you're going to play today, you're accompanied by a regular band, guitars, drums.
Yeah.
You're playing the harmonium, which you also play on the record and have always played. Why the harmonium?
Well, I took classical vocal training when I was really young. My parents made me do that, and this was the instrument you used to accompany your voice.
And this was Indian classical because they were Indian immigrants.
Yes, and I hated it. I couldn't stand playing. Who wants to play harmonium? But
so even as a little kid, you had to play that?
Yeah. Huh.
So you started playing as a little kid. You know it's a thing you know how to play. But then so you get to be 20, whatever you are, and you're a rock and roll person. Were you just saying, I'm going to do this because no one else is, and it's weird?
No, absolutely. It totally wasn't like that. I wanted to play guitar. I wasn't allowed to play guitar for a long time as a kid. Yeah. And then I finally bought an acoustic guitar when I was 16, and I didn't understand, because I played piano as a kid too, so I didn't know where the notes were on a string instrument, so I never stuck with guitar, and I ended up... This was lying around my parents' place, and I just took it, and it was just sort of by default.
It was the instrument that was around that you knew how to play.
Yeah, that I was most comfortable, and it was portable because I wasn't going to drag a piano around.
Right. But it must affect the songs you write and how you write. No?
It does. It has its own breath. So how I would compose a song on piano versus playing on harmonium is completely different.
Right.
How I would sing over it, so different.
Because it's kind of like a duet.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, because this is playing exactly, it's almost controlling how I'm singing in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't feel like doing something, then I can't. It's kind of the Meg White of my band.
There you go.
Meg White was always dictating where the white stripes are going to go.
Meg White. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's still like it's the strong leader the silent strong leader you wouldn't guess, but that's the case.
And your parents, they were teaching you to play this and sing classical Indian music because they were trying to keep their little American daughter traditional?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that it was also a way of keeping us disciplined so we wouldn't get into trouble. I guess all immigrants have this fear of, or they don't. They either embrace American culture or they're so fearful that everything will become destroyed.
Yes.
Massive fears when we were growing up.
So it's ironic that this instrument, this vehicle of let's keep Shilpa traditional, is now this demonic rock and roll.
I know. It's what prevented me from going to med school and stuff, right?
Yeah. So I read somewhere that like your mother has never listened to you.
No, she hasn't, and neither of my folks have listened to me. I think it's a little too intense for them. You know,
really?
I think it would be intense for them to listen to me.
But I find that strange.
You do?
Yes.
All that cursing? My God.
Whatever. They've lived in this country for 30-odd years.
My cousins and my aunts and uncles have heard me.
Yeah. At what moment did you decide, like, I really want to make music. This is what I want to do. And music like this.
I think it was always in the back of my head, and I was always trying to do it, but never was full force, like, I'm going to be a rock star until my early 20s. And I took my first hit of ecstasy. Whatever. And me and my friend were rolling in the park, and I just started singing on the street. And she looked at me, and she was like, I would pay to see you do that. And I was like, wow. I just never thought about it. And she's like, she knew I wrote poetry and stuff. And she's like, you can really put two and two together, you know, and
this
try
is like
this.
College time?
Mm-hmm.
And so the drug wears off. Do you think like, whoa, that was a crazy thing? Or you think like,
no, it stuck.
This was an epiphany.
It totally stuck with me. It felt like something I was actually going to be able to do.
And you
versus
did.
Like what I was studying, which I was like, I'm never going to be able to do this.
What
you
were
know?
You studying?
I was in business school. I was originally going to be an engineer like my dad, and I knew I was going to fail out. I knew I was going to fail out the first week when the lecturer said, look to your left, look to your right, and, you know, not everyone's going to make it.
Person.
I was going to be the person that's not going to make it.
Listening to this new album and previous music of yours, there's this kind of noir thing. Like this album, a lot of it sounds sort of like Bertolt Brecht and like Your Lotte Lenya or something. Do you have that sense or is that something that you connect with?
It's very Bengali. I mean, it's strange. I guess a lot of people don't know what the regional breakdown is in India.
Not I.
But I know, it's hard because it's like a whole other world of music. But the province that my parents are from, like all the regional music is pretty dense and dark.
Huh.
And it's called having a throaty or lead-like voice because we're from a delta, which is very similar to how they describe blues.
Over in the west toward Bangladesh?
Yeah, it's like the Ganges Delta.
Yeah.
So everyone sings like they're moaning about something that's really tragic. I found it very interesting being introduced to the blues that the Mississippi Delta was where the blues originated from. And it sounds very similar to the blues.
It has been a pleasure, Shilpa. Thank you. And
will you
play another song before?
Yes.
What will this be?
This one's called Burning Bride.
I know it well already. That's Shilpa Ray playing Burning Bride off of last year's Savage. This month, you can go see her. She's touring the country. And at studio360.org, you can hear all three songs she played for us here. Plus, you can hear my full conversation with her, including this great story she told about how a camp counselor at Hindu Heritage Camp set her on the path to becoming a punk rocker.